We've all been spending a lot of time at home the last 6 months. That means more cooking. A new study out this morning of 2,000 U.S. adults finds over half, 55%, say cooking during the pandemic has left them feeling fatigued. They have cooking fatigue. They're just done with it. And not only that, Carrie mentioned earlier, you can't even find many items that you want to cook with at the grocery store.
Yes, I'm getting grocery shopping fatigue.
Yeah, it's just, you know, That's why I think restaurants are doing, and you know, it's not even the restaurants inside, it's their carry out and delivery business. 2 weeks ago, I was in one restaurant in the middle of the afternoon, and within 15 minutes, I think they were DoorDash drivers, showed up. Within 15 minutes, four of them in the lobby with their bags ready to take, you know, pick up stuff and drive it over and deliver it.
Huh.
So a lot of people are using that. And what, believe me, if you don't, make sure that when you install those apps, you are ready for the experience of a lifetime.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
My kids now have their own DoorDash accounts. Last Sunday, 8 o'clock at night, the doorbell rings. Who's here at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night? Oh, it's me. I got Red Lobster.
That is so awesome.
So it's like, okay, well, you know, even the kids have their own accounts now so they can buy their own food.
Does it make me an antique to say I've never used one of those services ever?
No.
Not a DoorDash, not an Uber Eats, not a...
No, but you're just prolonging the inevitable.
You definitely think so?
Carrie. Yes. Yeah. Because when, Carrie, listen, when you're asleep on the Lazy Boy and you wake up after a nap and you're starving and you can pick up your phone and just scroll through the menus of restaurants in Fort Wayne, you know, and just tap a button, and in 45 minutes, food is there.
Too dangerous for me.
It is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Because I would, you know, I would be so tempted to get all the bad things. I can't. Nope, I can't do it.
Well.
No.
And sometimes, like, you can order just appetizers. That's the cool thing, is that, like, I feel weird if I go to a restaurant and be like, I just want these four appetizers.
But here you can't because nobody knows who you are.
Nobody cares.
No, but see, the thing about going to the restaurant is that it becomes something a little bit more special. So, like, if there's one item on a menu that I absolutely love, the fact that I could get it every night if I wanted to.
Yeah, well, that's true. They have a pretty good variety on all these different apps that there are several out there that you can download. And it's good for the restaurants. They get a little cut of it. And the driver gets a tip. You know, it's employing a lot of people. But, you know, at the end, it is the same as eating out because you're paying the money you would have paid for a tip for your waiter or waitress. You know, the driver gets that.
Do you have, you know how when you get your groceries delivered to you?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a monthly fee or a flat fee?
Yes, you can
join.
I finally joined where you pay like $9 a month and you get a discount.
Okay, do they do that with these restaurant delivery services?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I just said.
You can, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I thought you meant with your grocery delivery.
Oh, no, yeah, no, no. With these delivery where they bring you food, it's like that. But listen, it's dangerous. One of us up here, it's so dangerous that we'll not even cross the street to get the food.
That was all appetizers, too, if I could add.
So just remember that.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.